Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The remains of about 100 people being sent into orbit. A trip is thanks to a memorial satellite that was launched a couple of days ago on board a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. The satellite's about 4 square inches and will orbit the Earth. Families can use an app track the satellite until it crashes back to Earth in about 4 years.
Oh, so you're only in space for 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you burn up in the atmosphere. You get
how much did it
cremated
cost?
Again.
How much did it cost to
you
be
know,
on that?
I don't know.
And, well, I bet you that wasn't cheap.
But a lot of people
really into that stuff, so they probably had a bidding war.
Yeah, but
if you're going to pony that up, wouldn't you want to be up there for good?
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Exactly.
Yeah,
nothing's up there for good.
Maybe it's not possible. Maybe they wouldn't.
It's not.
Yeah, unless they shot it. You know.
Yeah, they shoot it out into space and just let it go once it gets out of the orbit.
You know
oh,
what?
This you
is,
mean
this is four scientists
get
talking
out
about.
Of the field.
But eventually,
of
does come down
the
though,
gravity.
Right?
Yeah, when, if it leaves Earth's gravity,
that
it, would,
cost
just, it would just keep going.
That meant maybe an extra rocket, or
like the Tesla.
Yeah.
That's an extra boost.
I would think you'd want to be in space forever,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, if you're going to pony up that cash, I don't want to come back down.
Aim me towards Uranus, Craig.
That stuck to the tape.
Don't like, add the Craig part.
Oh, it's going on there. Oh, it's going on there.
Aim me.
Ah, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Your rectum.
Yeah.
Probably wouldn't make it through the asteroid belt.
No. Still, you'd be up there. That's where we got James Doohan's finger, right?
Yes, it is.
On the Deadpool list. Speaking of that.
Was that
oh,
the,
we've
little,
got a few more names.
Little rocket they sent up with 64 satellites. It didn't look like that huge a rocket.
He says pretty small, 4 inches wide. He says.
Well, this particular satellite is just 4 inches.
Okay.
Wide or
yeah, because I saw the rocket they sent up from...
How many ashes? We've seen a box of ashes before. That wouldn't just a little bit of ashes from each person, right?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't the whole body. Got it.
Right. Okay. You keep some for yourself. You send some up into space.
A little something for that. Yeah.
Save some to snort or smoke. And
sure.
Or throw over old Lake Powell, Lake Todd's ashes.
Throw it on the football field of your choice or the golf course of your choice.
Anally. Wash it down with vodka?
That's what you're supposed to
it's
do,
It's just
is
your
what
solution to everything, isn't it?
Anal.
That is a solution to everything, not just his.
It seems to me that Dr. Mina dwells on that more than we do.
That's her job.
Yeah.
She's an ass doctor. She looks at butts every day.
No, but we're talking about taking medication.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Or taking stimulants.
She always yells at us.
Or anti-stimulants. We're just thinking of ways to make it more effective. We're thinking of ways to make her job easier.
Some people call anti-stimulants depressants.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sold.
I do like the term anti-stimulants, though.
A bit early in December for the shutdown
However,
to already be starting.
It is. Sorry, Puss.
Antidepressant
2 weeks.
Isn't necessarily a stimulant.
You're right. I'll give you that. That's just to keep you from being depressed.
Right.
A school in Ohio near Cleveland, I believe, is now saying that religious beliefs are no longer an excuse for refusing to have your child vaccinated.
Good.
Dr. Fertel with the
Cleveland
Clinic.
Go to some anti-vax school and we all get together and hang out.
Dr. Fertel with the Cleveland Clinic says there's really no good credible science for someone not to be vaccinated.
No, go to another planet.
Right. That's true, because if you're in the United States, like that Christian school, was that in Georgia somewhere? Everybody got the chicken pox?
Well, there was a measles outbreak in an Orthodox Jewish community in New York City.
Yeah.
There was a North Carolina school where they had chicken pox.
Yeah, that was saying, North Carolina, that's right.
Your religion should not supersede common sense health stuff.
They say there's two of the, those are some of the reasons that this school is now making it mandatory for all students to be vaccinated. The Hebrew Academy of Cleveland sent a letter
good
to parents.
Them. Good for them.
They say that students are no longer exempt from vaccinations, even for religious beliefs. They said that they recognize there's families that have strong views on both sides of the issue.
But don't care. Say that.
However, this is not an area where we can accommodate any deviation from this new protocol.
We don't give any anti-vaxxers give us email, do we?
They say parents choosing not really. To not vaccinate is not coming from a place of religious beliefs, but pop culture.
That's it.
That's because we live it and broadcast to a land of common sensors.
That's it.
They say some people choose not to vaccinate because they may have read some medical literature that raised some questions.
It's
this
on Facebook.
Literature
Facebook.
Has yeah. been discredited.
All of it.
All of it.
And it comes from both sides.
Far right, far left.
Yep.
Religious right, far left, wackies.
Yeah, you got your Christian scientists and your Jenny McCarthy's.
Right.
And then everybody in between kind of makes sense.
Right.
Oh, yeah, well, we should probably do that because then no one else will get sick.
Plus, all the parents had them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, all these parents basically had all the shots.
And look at me.
And look at us.
You don't want to turn out like me. I bet it was the vaccines.
Yeah. Every doctor I know inoculates their kids. Science. Beautiful thing.
Officials are investigating after kids in Hawaii were accidentally
Which
given
island?
Pine Sol instead of apple
You know,
juice.
I've been to Hawaii.
Yeah?
Which island? You like a licky dicky?
Licky dicky? Is that where it was?
Yes.
Okay.
They reportedly gave the kids Pine Sol thinking it was apple juice.
Oh, it looks like it.
Yeah, but it smells a bit different.
Yeah, but what if you just
and
swig it real
in
quick?
And it's in
a different jar.
It is in a different jar.
Yeah, it's the one that says Pine Sol.
Not apple, yeah.
The bouquet of Pine Sol varies greatly
But this
from,
is the kids.
Apple juice.
But somebody poured it.
Oh, they're idiots. Yeah.
Administrators say three students drank a small amount, but they were not injured. The liquid was in its original container. It was properly labeled. Nobody knows how the assistant mixed the two up. The assistant no longer works at the school.
How are you supposed to wash down your Tide Pods, though? Think about it. You know,
okay.
You know, you remember that.
With some pine.
Pine Sol?
Yeah.
Tide Pods.
Wow, this is the son of pine.
That would have killed somebody, wouldn't it? That's like...
if you drink enough of it, I'm sure it will.
That shines up your wood table last night.
That's a good memory. My mom used to use Pine Sol to clean a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when she first, you know, whip it out and start cleaning something out, it smelled good.
Now, did she go with the original scent or the lime or the lemon flavor?
They probably always one scent back in the day.
Old school
Pine Sol. I remember that smell.
Yeah, I kind of liked it. It was overpowering.
But we didn't keep
first.
It in the fridge next to the apple juice either. I noticed that. We didn't really keep it there.
And even if you did,
it would say Pine Sol. You know, though, you never know. Don't keep it in the fridge. Do not refrigerate Pine Sol.
But if you do, it still says Pine Sol.
Right. And we weren't as daring as kids these days, or we would have done the Pine Sol shot challenge.
No, we got to tell our kids that today. Don't drink Pine Sol.
Sounds like huffing Pine Sol was like your first step on a road to drug experimentation, Todd.
Pine Sol was everywhere.
Oh, I love the smell of Pine Sol. Mm-hmm.
Well, for a lot of people, it's just one of the familiar smells of their youth.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And like it or not, it's going to be familiar, and you're going to you know, feel some sort of warm and fuzzy feeling about it.
Lemon Pledge.
I get that feeling, too. Oh, I totally get this.
It wasn't Pine Sol around my house,
takes,
but
that
Lemon
takes
Pledge.
Me back.
Yeah.
Yep, that's why we snort Coke.
Did snort Coke. Not a popular opinion
Whichever.
Anymore.
Whatever. That's why we do drugs, because we smelled stuff.
Did drugs.
Whichever.
I'm just saying it may have been a bit of a red flag at an early age.
Do drugs, but did drugs too.
We should have smelled more pig dung on the farm.
On the farm,
that's
yeah.
the smell of money, Todd.
No, it's not. It's the smell of pig dung.
Southwest pork capital. That's Puss's town.
I've always hated that.
They raise the pigs.
After the puppies have a big poop fest.
Oh, God. You know,
right after they eat, I'll come down and I'll smell
that's
it.
That's got to be horrible.
And I'll go, that's the smell of money.
Money smells like ass.
Yeah.
It does.
I would heave.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, pig dung or 14 puppies pooping?
Either way, you get used to it.
That's my Indian name, by the way. Why do you ask 14 puppies pooping? It's a crazy Indian name. I get it, but it is what they first saw when I was born.